الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, in quality management we have a principle which says that what you do not measure, you cannot guarantee. So to be able to guarantee something, you have to be able to measure it. So what you can't measure, you can't guarantee. So if you say, for example, that I have good service. Now, what is the meaning of good service? So, good service has to be defined in measurable terms. So, good service means that, for example, when you answer the phone call, you will smile, you will do this, you will do that, and you will not do this and that. So, there are measurements. Now, we are reaching the end of this month. We've got maybe 4 days left or 5 days left at the most. So, what is our measurement? On the first day, I reminded you and myself that we need to make targets for ourselves. So, what were my goals for the month of Ramadan? How much of Quran should I read? And what should I do with regard to the quality of my salah? How much of dhikr must I do? And so on and so forth. Also, with respect to things that I should stop doing. So, what are the habits that I should give up? Not for the duration of Ramadan, but forever. So how do I stop cursing, or do I curse less, or what is the measurement? So each thing is to be made into a measurement. So if you say some is easy, for example, if you say I had a goal that I would finish at least one Quran in these 10 days, and so if that was your goal, then today you should be on the maybe 21st or something, or 22nd juz, so that you, even if you do 2 juz a day, you can finish in the rest of the month. That's easy. But for example, if you say I need to change my behavior, that you have to specify and say what change and how will you change. For example, you might say that I need to start praying tahajjud on a regular basis. So now, of course, it is easy because you are waking up for suhoor and so on, and you are praying tahajjud in the masjid. But when you go home now, so there is no formal tahajjud happening. But if you think that tahajjud is a good idea and you should start praying, then what is the plan for that? So similarly, with regard to general behavior, how do you behave when you are angry? How do you behave when you are sad, glad, bad, mad? So measurements for that. How do you treat your parents? How will you treat your teachers? How will you treat your neighbors? How many of us even know the name of our neighbor? Just ask yourself this simple question. How many of you know the name of your neighbor? Now, if you don't even know the name of the neighbor, then obviously you can't claim to have any relation with that neighbor, or you can't claim that you are doing something good for the neighbor, because I don't even know who the neighbor is. And we know what Rasulullah ﷺ taught us with regard to neighbors. And as I told you, the most powerful form of da'wah is through akhlaq, is through personal contact. There's nothing that is more powerful than that. Personal contact. I remember reading a story of a Dutch couple who were traveling in Turkey. So they were driving on their own. And they took some back road and they ended up in some village. And it was dark. It got night. They ended up in this village. And they were looking for a hotel. So, but where are they going to find a hotel in a village? So, they met this man. And he said, there is no hotel, but you can come and stay in my house. I have got a room, you can come. So they said, okay. So they said, this man took them there and they entered the house. And his family made some food for them. So they sat there, they had some food. And in the conversation they said, who are in the family? So the man said, it's me and my wife. And we have 3 children. And my mother also lives with us. So the elderly lady also lives with us. So after they finished their meal and so on, the family said good night to them. And they opened another door and they left. So these people said, well, we slept the whole night peacefully. It was a It was winter, so it was very cold, but they slept the whole night. This man says, I woke up a little early the next morning, and he said, accidentally, I opened the other door, which was the door through which these people went outside. And he said, when I opened the door, I found it's outside the house. That's the back door of the house is one room. And then they opened the door, he said, outside of the house, and he says, I saw that whole family sleeping under a tree in the back. Treatment of guests. That affected them so much that both the husband and wife became Muslim right there. Because these people did that without even saying anything. They just left the house to them and they went. They became Muslim right there. Now this is the power of this deen, provided we use it. And that's why I remind myself and you, please make your measurements. Assess yourself, how have you done for the 25 days? You've got four days more or 5 days more, Allah knows best. What more remains? And what are the measurements going forward for the rest of the year? The Ramadan does not come for the month. Ramadan comes for the rest of our lives. So the gains of Ramadan must be consolidated and must be made permanent so that we continue with that for the rest of, if we are doing Ramadan, that at the end of Ramadan we go back to zero, then it makes no sense. Right? One of my shuyukh used to say, do you enter Ramadan or does Ramadan enter you? So if you enter Ramadan, there's no sense, because you enter Ramadan, Ramadan is gone. But if Ramadan enters you, which means the spirit of Ramadan, which is the spirit of taqwa, the spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, then there is a benefit. So we need to measure that and specifically do this measurement for yourself. And as far as your ibadat during the i'tikaf are concerned, your tilawat al-Quran and so on and so on, please let us do that seriously. Like Sheikh Mursal said yesterday, this is not time to be wasted. We have only 3-4 days left or whatever. So let us make sure that we use that time to the maximum benefit. Now, usually from Asr we have programs, we've got some lecture and this and that. Today I think it was my lecture. And then Taraweeh and so on. So evenings are packed. So you need to make the most of the day. I know that in i'tikaf, sleeping is also ibadah, but some people seem to be doing that ibadah almost, you know. So, alhamdulillah, it's ibadah, but don't only do that ibadah, do other ibadahs also, like salah and some reading Quran. So, don't make the i'tikaf into one sleeping match. So, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give barakah in our time, so that we can accomplish more than what is normal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu more than anything else for giving us Ramadan, for giving us the opportunity to worship Him, for sending, alhamdulillah, His chosen people, inshaAllah, to lead us in salah and to guide us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing for them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sending these people, inshallah. And we ask Allah to make the rest of the month easy for us and then to enable us to consolidate the gains and to carry them forward for the rest of our lives. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.